Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. The mission of the church. And so this is what we call our go time, where we want to talk about what God's doing in our neighborhoods in Northern Virginia and in the nations for His glory. I just want to point a couple of things out to you real quick, and then we're going to dive into God's Word today. But the first thing that I want to just kind of bring up that we want to pray over today is Do Good Friday. So I thought there was a wild animal in the house. But we want to talk about Do Good Friday, and so if you're new with us, what this is that on Good Friday, instead of having a service, we are going to do service. So it's a little bit different, but with the same goal in mind. What we want is instead of coming in and spending time in a worship service, we want to go serve our community and serve our city so that our affections, our heart is stirred to remember that Jesus sacrificed for us. And so we kind of designed it in a way that it would be sacrificial, that we've asked our whole church that you would take at least half a day off of work that day. And we realize that may cost you something. It may be sacrificial. We've asked that you would make yourself available, that you would come and serve. We want it to remind you haven't been before. And so we know it's sacrificial, but when we do that, we want it to remind us of the sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross. While at the same time, we're doing what He told us to do. We're loving those in our city. So here's what's going to happen on Do Good Friday. We're going to meet at Herkamp Park. We're going to start setting up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and then the event starts at 10. And the event runs from 10 to 12, and we should be done by 1 o'clock. What's going to happen is it's going to look kind of, I mean, we are intentionally inviting people who may not otherwise be a part of something on Easter weekend. The reason I say that is because I've been doing Easter egg hunts as a pastor for a really long time. And one of the things that I noticed, in fact, I've not just hunts, I've thrown them out of helicopters before. And here's one thing that I've noticed. One thing I've noticed is that when churches do Easter egg hunts, not all the time, but sometimes, a lot of times, they end up just attracting people from other churches or just their people. And that's fine, but I just feel like in Fredericksburg, there will be enough of those that if you want to just go have a traditional Easter egg hunt with your families, you can do that. But I believe there are also thousands of people in our city who will not go to a church for an Easter egg hunt. They don't understand what Easter egg hunts are. They've never had an Easter egg hunt before. And so it's our way to reach out to them. I'm thinking about so much of like maybe those that live in shelters or our unhoused community. I think about our refugee community around Fredericksburg. I think about families who don't know Jesus, who don't have a church home. I'm thinking about people, families that are doing foster care. And I'm just thinking about all those families who often in our city during this time may be forgotten. We want to go find them. We want to let them know they are not forgotten. They are seen, valued, and loved. And so we may not have 500 people come to our Easter egg hunt. That's not why we're doing it. We're doing it to reach people who aren't being reached with the gospel. And so it may look a little bit different, but you guys hang in there with us. We're going to be doing food distribution. We're going to be having Easter egg hunts. We're going to be having a craft station. We're going to have games set up, and mainly an opportunity for you to meet people, to introduce yourself to somebody, to build a relationship with somebody that could lead to an ongoing discipleship. And that's what we want to accomplish. And so I hope that you kind of understand that a little bit better if you didn't before. What we need from you is, since we're kind of getting closer to that day, is we would love for you to register. And I think we have a slide up that what you can do is you can register on Church Center. So if you have the Church Center app, if you don't, you can find it by scanning that QR code. But if you already have the Church Center app, go to Signups. And there should be something there for Do Good Friday. That is for you to register that you are coming to serve. Okay? That's not like for people to register for the egg hunt or food distribution. That's just for art to know, so we can know and make sure we can pull this off. All right? And so we want to do it excellently. We want to do it well. We want to do it safely. And so that helps us do that. So you guys can scan that, sign up in Church Center, let us know that you're coming, and we'll also be serving through our community group. So it'll be a really, really great day. So that's Do Good Friday. And so if you have questions, man, feel free to ask one of the elders or your community group leader or someone, and we'll try to get you connected and get you in the right spot. But it's going to be really awesome. I'm really excited to kick off the Easter season with you in that way as a church. So it's going to be really great. Hey, the last thing I want to do before we pray is just also mention our amazing mission teams that came in last week. Guys, we as a church hosted two mission teams, one from Tennessee, one from Mississippi. We had three states, words are difficult, but we had three states represented serving the Lord Jesus this week. It was so much fun, and as you can see, also didn't get much sleep last week, so it was that much fun. We did things like we passed out hundreds of bottles of water at the VRE at the train station that had invites to church with them, passed out thousands of door hangers throughout the community to invite people to Easter service, partnered with Zoe Freedom Center to pray with people and get people the help they need to come out of addiction, and so it was just an amazing, amazing week. But I wanted to say there's no way we could have hosted two teams like this without having some amazing people that helped out. And so Rihanna, loving them, hanging out with them, and she did an excellent job. And Alexa as well, hung out with them, did a great job. And Victor, he's back there in Kids Men, who just really was there almost every waking moment to deal with anything that came up and to serve with them. Can we just give all of our people a hand who helped out with those mission teams? That was really cool. So thank you guys so much for that. So I just want to pray over the work that was done over Do Good Friday, and then we're going to open up God's Word. So let's pray together. Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.